The Drive-By Truckers is a southern rock band led by Patterson Hood and Mike Cooley, both of whom have impressive pedigrees. Hood is the son of the bassist for the famous Muscle Shoals Rhythm Section, which played many classic Atlantic Records soul songs in the 1960s. Mike Cooley is the grandson of Western swing fiddler Spade Cooley. Over the past decade, however, Hood, Cooley, and the Drive-By Truckers have developed their own legacy of detailed, complex songs in albums such as 2001's Southern Rock Opera. Rock critic Ken Tucker says the Truckers' new album, Brighter Than Creation's Dark, is one of their best written and most enjoyable yet.
That's Patterson Hood, delineating the limits and pleasures of a working-class existence. His band, the Drive-By Truckers, seems to feel more of an affinity for this theme than most rock bands in this new century. At a time when the notion of regionalism in pop music has all but disappeared everywhere except in hip-hop, this mixture of Southern soul, British invasion rock, and Texas honky-tonk is especially welcome.
It was a straight shot.
Although bass player Shauna Tucker contributes a few songs sung in a honey-baked croon, it's Patterson and Hood who continue to write the Class A material, often alternating songs on this 19-song CD. They've divided up the track listings as though it was a double album on vinyl. 5 songs on sides 1, 2, and 3, 4 songs on the so-called side 4. Does this affectation mean anything beyond nostalgia? I'm not sure. And not being sure is one way artists keep audiences under their spell, off balance, ready to be surprised for whatever may come next.
You've become such a mess. You and your crystal meth. You lost your family, wrecked your truck. I used to love you, now you suck. We were friends among the best. You and your crystal meth. Ain't exactly a no-drug guy. Don't dig the way that you get high. Hope your kids don't see you throwing up. Hope they ain't there if the house blows up. Hope you ain't murdered in your sleep. Up all night with that cranked out creep. You ain't eaten, you ain't slept. You and your crystal meth.
Now there's an anti-drug song for you, as plain-spoken yet not preachy as any kind of listener could want. Patterson Hood's eerie-sounding merge of vocal and keyboard result in a freaky nightmare scenario. These guys are very good at what would, in lesser throats, be message songs. Take Hood's portrait of a woman whose husband or boyfriend is in an overseas war for no good reason that she can figure out.
Can't even get to sleep.
Once again, such songs are only as good as the music that surrounds them. The Drive-By Truckers have enlisted Spooner Oldham as their keyboardist. He played on Wilson Pickett's Mustang Sally and Percy Sledge's When a Man Loves a Woman and co-wrote The Box Tops' Cry Like a Baby, among many others. When a trusty soul like Oldham has your back, it must make you more confident when you're reaching for your more novelistic touches.
Bloody nose, empty pockets, a rented car, the trunk full of guns. It ain't true that the sun don't rise in Vegas. I seen it once. She might have been somebody's mama. He might have been somebody's son. But if the sun went down on them that night in Vegas, their luck was good as gone.
Over the course of Brighter Than Creation's Dark, there's a lot of talk about lousy jobs, struggling families, and cherished children, contrasted with painful isolation. The music the band has found to drive home these diverse subjects suits its attractive lack of self-absorption. Thick, muscular rock, country, and R&B. When in one of their songs they quote Bob Seger's phrase, "Rock and roll never forgets," their melodies and their drawled phrasing confirms that they have a long memory that can be both the source of great pain and great comfort.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Brighter Than Creation's Dark by the Drive-By Truckers. You can download podcasts of the show at freshair.npr.org.